That ring is in. I believe that's our ring.
I don't as long. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. After Lum resolved to remove the bandages from his fake broken leg and face the consequences last Friday, he hurriedly had Abner replace them when he thought the schoolteacher, Miss Frederick, was coming to see him. However, in their haste, they bandaged up the wrong leg, and they're now afraid that Squire Skimp, who had filled out the disability claim for Lum on his accident insurance policy, has noticed the error. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find the old fellows down at their jot-and-down store. Listen.
Well, see, she's one of the nicest women I ever seen in my life. Smart as a whip. Intelligent.
Yeah.
Pine Ridge is awful lucky to have a woman like that teaching school here.
Where, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's going to be a big help to the community. Taking right a hope in the church work. Already got her a Sunday school class and all that stuff.
Yeah, I've seen you over there sitting in her class. I'm going to be honest about it too, Lum. You look awful out of place down there in front with the primaries.
Out of place?
Yes, sir. You ought to stay back there in the men's Bible class where you belong.
I don't want to be back there with you old fogies. What's wrong with me being in her class?
Well, you just don't belong there. Us fellas is all laughing Sunday.
Yeah, I seen you laughing back there. Now, what was so funny about it?
You sitting down there in that little red chair. Your knees clean up under your chin.
I like a low chair that way. Makes my broke leg feel better.
Your leg ain't broke.
Well, I just like a low chair then. Besides, I learned more Sunday listening to her than I've learned from Uncle Henry Lunsford and all the time he's been teaching that class. Him and Grandpappy Spears always winds up in an argument.
Well, do as you like. It's your business. But you looked awful silly when they had your class all marched single file up there on a platform and sang that little sunbeam song.
Silly?
Yeah, them young'uns, they never hardly come to your knees. That big bass voice of yours booming out sound like a bullfrog had been turned loose amongst them.
Well, we have to sing that sunbeam song. That's the name of our class.
Are you a little sunbeam?
Well, yeah, I reckon so. I'll be back with the men's class next Sunday if it's going to cause all this trouble. I just thought I'd visit around among the classes and see how this Sunday school was doing.
I know why you were down there, Lum, so don't try to make no excuses. And I seen you walking home with her, too. Me and Elizabeth was walking right along behind
you. Yeah, I know you're back there. What's wrong with me walking home with her?
Well, not a thing. That's all right, but you better watch them crutches. I noticed you walking along there with her, pinting out something to her with one of them crutches. Walking along with all your weight on that leg, it's supposed to be broke.
I did, huh?
Well, yeah. Folks around here is going to catch on if you don't watch it now, Lum.
I must have got so interested in talking to her, I forgot I was supposed to have a broke leg. Now, Granny's, I believe me and her is going to get along all right, Abner.
Well, what all did you talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I can't tell you what all me and her talks about. Them things is sort of sacred.
Well, did you pre-post her?
Of course not. I asked her how she liked Pine Ridge, and she said fine. And I said I was glad she was here, and she said she was glad to be here. And...
Well, you told her all that the first night you seen her over at the school board meeting, Mom.
Yeah, but I had to think of something to say. Couldn't walk along there like a dummy.
Yeah, well, what else did you say?
Oh, that's about all. I never wanted to do all the talking. That ain't polite.
No.
She talked quite a bit about the school, improvements she thought we ought to make. She got some good ideas, ain't no doubts about that.
And you never even answered her?
Oh, I said a few uh-huhs and why sure's and all. Agreed with her. I'm more the strong, silent type, I think.
Well, you don't look very strong walking around here on them crutches.
No. Well, this is the first time I've been with her by myself. I couldn't just bust loose and talk the woman's arm off of her. Next time I go over...
Well, here comes Squire Skimp, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Hope he goes by. I ought to hide.
Hide?
I know good and well Squire has catched on that my leg ain't broke.
Oh, I don't believe he has.
No, sir. I could tell by the way he looked the other day when he's in here. When you put this bandage back on the wrong leg, he noticed it. I know he did. Well, you heard him. Said he was going home to look at that insurance claim he sent in for me. He said he'd might nigh bet it was my left leg that he told him was broke.
Well, has anybody else noticed it?
No, not that I know of. Nobody ain't said a word about it.
Well, maybe he'll just think she's wrong.
Granny, she's coming in. I noted it. What must I tell him?
Well, wait and see what he says. Don't get excited.
Morning, Squire.
Howdy, Squire.
Come on back.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Drag up a chair, that's
why. No, I can't stay long. I was just down at the post office, and Dick Huddleston asked me to hand this letter to you as I went by.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Squire. Reckon who I'm getting a letter from.
Oh, I never paid much attention. Some correspondence school, I believe it is, Lon. Says right there in the corner, from Chicago.
And I reckon what a correspondence school's writing me for.
Why, don't you know, Lon? That's more like that correspondence course that you do.
You just stay out of this, Abner. Whose letter is this, anyway?
Huh?
Much obliged, Squire, for bringing it over to me.
Oh, not at all, Lon. Not at all. I'm just glad to do it. Well, I better get along, guess. I'll see you men later, then.
Yeah, hurry back, Squire.
Yeah, so long. Mom, I know what that correspondence school is.
I know what it is. I never wanted him to be blabbing it all over town that I'm taking a correspondence course.
Uh-oh.
But did you notice what he said about my leg?
I never heard him say nothing.
That's just it. He just completely ignored it. That shows right there that he don't think it's showing up brokery to ask me how I was feeling.
Oh, I think you're just imagining things.
No, sir. There was a certain tone of voice he used there when he never said nothing that sounded awful suspicious to me. I noticed he kept looking to see which leg I had the bandage on today, too.
Oh, well, I never knowed all that was going on.
That feller's gonna cause me some trouble. I can just feel it in my bones. And blame if I don't know what to do.
Well, go ahead and open your letter. Let's see what course you're taking.
Oh, I forgot about the letter.
Yeah, well, did you tell them what course you wanted to take, Ron?
No, I just told them to use their own judgment. Told them all about myself.
Yeah.
I'd take anything as long as it's free.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgot about them giving you a free scholar course.
Free scholarship's what I mean.
Well, whatever they call it, I don't know.
No idea.
What's the matter?
Listen to this. Congratulations, new student. Congratulate me already, and I ain't even started the course yet.
No.
But he'd think I graduated with high honors.
Yeah.
After studying your qualifications, our vocational guidance director has decided the course best suited to your ability is building superintendent.
Building superintendent?
Yeah, that sounds good, don't it? Whatever it is. Maybe it says. As soon as you have completed this free course, we will probably be able to place you immediately as superintendent of a large office building in any large city you choose.
Granny,
did you hear that, Abner? Yeah. Going to put me in charge of a big building.
Well,
anyone I want. I'm going to take the Flatiron building. I've got a picture of it in my stereoscope views at home. Says it's the biggest building in the world.
Well, I do. Well, good for you. Well, just what is a building superintendent?
Oh, you saw them standing in front of big buildings with them fancy lodge-looking uniforms on?
Yeah, I saw them. Well, what are they supposed to do?
Well, they run the thing. Say who can come in that building and who can't.
They do.
Granny, I hope that Frank Foster comes up there. I won't ignore him. Have him throw right out in the middle of the road.
Yeah, that's a time.
Granny, this will make Miss Frederick sit up and take notice, too, you know. Me being superintendent of the biggest building in the world.
Well, will you be leaving Pine Ridge?
Yeah, after I graduate from this correspondence school. This will give me a chance to see her every night, you know. I'll go over there and get her to learn me my lessons every night.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't thought about that.
I hope that Frank Foster don't catch on to what I'm doing and try to take himself a correspondence course.
Oh, well, he won't win no scholarship like you did, Lon.
No, big dummy.
Well, did they send you the first lesson in that letter there?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I ain't finished it yet. See what else it says here.
I'd love to see that myself.
We will probably be able to place you immediately as superintendent of a large office building or in any large city you choose.
You read that, Lon?
Yeah, I know it. I just love to hear it. Had to read it over.
I've never seen you so tickled over anything.
However, before you are eligible to take this free course, you must first take the three You must first take the three prerequisite courses. You must first take the three prerequisite courses.
What's that, Mom?
First, building maintenance. Second, office rentals. And third, janitorial service. Wait a minute here. These courses are being offered to you at a special rate of $110 for each course, or a total of $330 for the entire course.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I say.
What?
Oh.
Oh,